I'd like to interject while we're talking about sound. Everywhere we go, there's sound. There's sound in marketing and advertising. There's sound blasting out of our television set. Buy this car now. Drink this now. There's sound programmed in when we're at stores to enhance their cash flow and to get us to purchase more or feel hungry or thirsty now. There's all kinds of subliminal or unseen things that are programmed into what we are hearing, seeing, sensing in some way with our physical senses. So it's been recognized in our society that the things in the unseen world are very effective in influencing us. Now, in order to raise our consciousness, we'll want to diminish the effects of these harmful programmings from others. This, again, is sort of like accepting a group consciousness when you're in a room of people that are not of like mind with yourself. All these programmings going on around us will cause us to be torn apart and jerked in all different directions and highs and lows and ins and outs. It's like a chaotic emotional roller coaster here going on because there's all these other things wanting to impose their agenda on us. How can you develop peace and harmony if you've got all these other agendas blasting at you saying, look at me, notice me, no, do me, no, this first, that first? To get a hold of our peace and harmony, one of the first things we need to do is get a hold of that one. What I've discovered throughout this entire process of learning for myself and my own growth and development is it goes back to the concept of clearing out the board in your eye before you address the splinter in someone else's eye. Or take care of your own dirty laundry first. Sad to say, I've had a lot of dirty laundry to clean, but we all do. And recognizing that about myself and accepting that and say, ooh, I want to ignore this and stuff it, or I want to put it back in the closet. No, I'm really enjoying doing the closet cleaning of my life or of my lives. When these things come up, it gives me the opportunity to address them, deal with them, get them out of the way. And then I'm lifted up to a higher frequency. So let's address the fact that we all have dirty laundry in these areas. We've all wanted others to address our needs and priorities first. That's just how we are. And when you go to the extreme, like I say, there's a flip side to everything. When you go to the extreme, it plays out as all these subliminal things blasting at us saying, notice me, look at me, I want your attention.